Okay, my friends.
Yard sale.
That's right. Today we're reading a story called Yard Sale by Eve Bunting, illustrated by Lauren Castillo, and it's read today by Mommy and
Box.
Good. But before we read the story, we want to give our patron shout out because we have great people in our lives, the patrons. Our patrons help us get stories out because getting new stories and sitting down and recording, it's quite a bit of work for us, but we love to do it. We love to share with you. But to help us afford to get books and things like that.
Box.
Excellent. Up here, Box. High fives. My name is Mommy. Nice to meet you. As I was saying, our patrons help us so that we can make sure we get new stories out to you every single day. So we want to say special thank yous to those patrons. And today's patron is Devin and his mom, Shania. We want to say thanks so much, you guys, for all that you do to help us and support us and get those new stories out to our friends from all over the world. So this story is for you. And it is also for anybody who is out there.
My name is Box, and guess what I love and what I live in.
Do you love boxes?
Yes. Do
you live in a townhouse?
No.
How about a football stadium?
No.
A box. Oh, a box. I was going to guess a seashell next, but I guess a box is probably better than a seashell, huh?
Giant box.
A box. Many people live in boxes. Did you know that? Of different sizes.
My box is just the right size for me. And what I am is literally a super small cardboard box that has two eyeballs.
That's it? That's what you're...
No legs. I just hop around.
Brilliant.
Boing, boing, boing.
Well, you guys, you never know who it's going to be with Mommy. So let's get this story read. Yard Sale. And the reason why we're reading... Wonderful. So let's get this story read. And the reason why we're reading this story is because we are getting ready to move. And it seems like if you're going to have a move, you had probably best... What? Have a yard sale.
All the stuff you have until you have enough stuff to fit in all of your boxes.
That's right. Here we go. Yard sale. Almost everything we own is spread out in our front yard. It's all for sale. We are moving to a small apartment. Small but nice, my mom told me. She and Dad took me to see it. He showed me the fun bed that came down from the wall. Look, he said. It's right in the living room. It's all nice, I said, but it didn't feel like ours. Today there are a lot of people walking around in our front yard, picking up things and asking the price, though Mom and Dad already put prices on them. How much for this? A woman asks, touching the headboard of my bed. $10. My mom says, and the woman sniffs. But look, someone has put crayon marks on it. I'll give you $5. And my mom sighs. All right. I wish I hadn't put crayon marks on there. They were to show how many times I read Goodnight Moon.
Hey, we've read Goodnight Moon, haven't we?
My best friend Sarah and her little brother Petey come over from their house next door. They are both still in their PJs. You got a lot of people, Sarah says. That's good. I nod. I suddenly see a man loading my bike into the back of his truck. I rush over to him and grab one of the wheels. I'm really angry. You can't take this, I say, pulling on it. It's mine. Oh, the man looks surprised and he sets my bike on the grass.
I'm sorry, I just bought it. Was it not meant to be for sale?
Uh-oh. My dad runs over to us. Oh, golly. He puts his hand over mine.
We told you, sweetie, we have no place to keep it. There's no sidewalk outside. It's just streets with lots of traffic.
I look up at him. I think his eyes are teary, but probably not. My dad doesn't cry. It's okay, I say, and I let go of the bike.
I don't need to take it,
the man begins. It's okay, I say again, and then I add, but will you give it back to me when we get our house back? And the man smiles.
Definitely.
I walk back to Sarah. I wish you didn't have to go, she mutters. What do you anyway? And I shrug. I don't know. It has something to do with money. And Sarah picks up Petey's pacifier, which he has dropped, and then sticks it back in his mouth before he can scream. I don't get it, she says. I don't exactly either. Sarah stares at me. I could ask my parents if you could stay with us. I give her a hug and she smells like Fruit Loops. My parents would be lonely, I say. Maybe we could give them Petey instead, she offers. Petey is her brother's. She's trying to give her little brother to them. Oh my goodness. Sarah.
No offense, I say. But I'd miss my mom and dad.
Is this for sale?
A man asks me, and he's pointing at a red geranium in a big blue pot. For a minute, I feel important. I think so, I say. But you'd better talk to my dad over there. And I point, and Dad smiles at the man.
It's for sale if you can move it. It's pretty heavy.
The man rolls it on wheels that he's brought and heaves it into his truck.
Wow, they're selling everything.
Almost everything is gone. Everything that's left my dad is selling cheap. He and my mom look droopy. My dad is rubbing my mom's back. Sarah and Petey have gone back to their own house. I hate people buying our stuff. It's not fair. I think I'll give Sarah my red heart necklace before we leave, and I'll tell her she can come and visit. My mom says. A woman comes up to me.
Aren't you just the cutest thing?
She says, smiling.
Are you for sale?
A shiver runs through me. From my toes to my head, I run to my dad. I'm really bawling. I'm not for sale, am I? You wouldn't sell me, would you? And my dad drops the garden chair he's holding.
Not for $1,000,000,000,000,000,
he says.
Not ever, ever, ever.
And he wipes my nose, and suddenly, my mom's there, and we're all hugging at once, and Dad stands up and calls out,
help yourselves to anything that's left for free. We don't need any of it.
And the people who are left scurry around. We go inside our almost empty house, and it's okay because we don't really need anything we've sold. And those things wouldn't fit into our new place anyways. But we will fit into our new place. And we are taking us. I think I'll like my new fun bed, I say. And Mom smiles.
I think you will.
You know what I've learned from this book? Stuff is just stuff. You can get new stuff. You can let go of old stuff. Stuff is just stuff. But do you know what's really important?
Us.
People. Yeah. Families. The people who love you are what's important. Not whether or not you have a necklace or a bicycle or books or beds. Those are great things to have. But they're not what's really important.
And as long as I've got you with me, I've got everything I need.
And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.